It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A survey of Colorado high schools found substance use declined significantly from 2019 to 2020. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
That was true for alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and prescription drugs. The study hasn't been published and is too small to be representative of trends in the entire state. But researchers say a few factors during the pandemic may explain things. Fewer social situations where substance use often happens, like at parties, stay-at-home orders, and more parents working at home may have increased parental monitoring. Researchers say they can't predict if the decline in substance use will subside or rebound when schools fully open. The study looked at 26 Colorado schools and almost 5,000 students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado is signing on to a multi-state antitrust lawsuit against Google. The suit alleges Google has restricted non-Google app stores from being available on Android phones, given its proprietary app's dominant placement and unfairly pushed for apps to use Google billing for purchases instead of competing software. The suit was filed in California and has been joined by 36 states and the District of Columbia. As Colorado wraps up its vaccine lottery, the state is celebrating the fact that more than 70% of Colorado adults have now received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado announced the final winner of its $1 million vaccine drawing Wednesday. A mother of four from Aurora will take home the last pot of money. Governor Jared Polis unveiled the million-dollar drawings in late May as an incentive to get people vaccinated. He says more incentives will be announced in the coming weeks. Polis warns that getting the adult vaccination rate to 80% will be tougher than getting the first 70% vaccinated. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more on the state's vaccine effort at CPR.org. It's hot again today across Colorado. In Denver, 100 this afternoon. This is CPR News.